So I listed, well, keep on moving forward. I listed all the things about this auspicious weekend, the inauguration, the Women's March on Washington, the Roe versus Wade anniversary today, the Women's March on Asheville. And also, I attended a Creation Care Alliance worship service on Friday evening, sort of to say, what are we committing ourselves to for the first 100 days? There were 17 communities of faith represented in that space. Somebody came up to me and said this morning, they said, somebody told me that Jim's been in a funk since the election. Where'd you get that thought from? Well, I'm in a different space today. A different space than I was through this week. It's not all behind me, but I'm in a better place. I feel awake. I feel awake. I feel more alive. I'm not so affected. I'm more awake. Power and energy, I think, of being with people who also are awake and are awakening, who care about caring in ways that I understand, who share an orientation to life and love that overlaps and makes sense. But it's more than that. I could easily have remained in my head and my worries and my funk even while I was in a crowd or a group. But because of fortuitous, synchronistic, auspicious, God works in mysterious ways, series of events, I was able to be present in a very different way. As I reflect on that shift, I think a big piece of it actually was participating in the worship service for the Creation Care Alliance. It's somewhere at the center of it. And I'm going to share my reflections of that, my story. I'm not sure I can convey the experience, but it seems important to try. Not to just talk about ideas, but to ground it in what happened. And it's something I almost didn't do. It was too much to do. And I knew I was going to the march all day Saturday, so this was Friday. And I'll tell you, I've been feeling depressed. I didn't get it, but it was not wanting to get up in the morning, wanting to stay under the covers, not wanting to face the responsibilities of coming out in the day. And I finally got to name that and got to know what it was. So I started taking better care of myself and making that real energy to get out and do things. But I could have given in to those excuses to stay home. I was running them in my head and trying to figure out excuses that sounded good on the outside for me to back off. But what did we sing about and say, I'm going to what? I'm going to keep on moving forward. Scott Hardin-Neary is the director of the Creation Care Alliance. And let me tell you the setting of this service. It's the Chamber of Commerce on Mumford Street in Asheville, and it looks west to the sunset. And Scott had sent me an email, you know, enough before that I signed up for it and said, sure, I'll help with this. It seems like a great idea, before I realized what was around in my day and in my weekend. But the idea was to have this service with the windows opening to the west as the sun set on the inauguration day or began the first of the 100 days. And it was a movement in the service from joy, sharing joy, to fear, naming fears, and then to hope. And after each topic, we paired up and shared our joys, our fears, our hopes. And Scott did the assigning, and he assigned me to talk about fear, about fears and concerns. I wanted joy or hope. But he assigned me that, and even in the conversation. So it listed me in the program. It goes, joy, Reverend Kevin Bates, sharing joy. And then it goes, and here's how you can read it, fear, Reverend Jim McKinley. Our fear not only protects us in ways or scares us, it can paralyze us. It's hard to create. It's hard to be creative. It's hard to sing out loud. It's hard to participate even with those little fears, those little scares. So it's hard to create, be fully alive when you're scared. And I remembered a quote from Joanna Macy from years ago, and I went to look it up so I'd get it right, and I started to Google it, and then I went, wait, you've got a book on your shelf. You can actually feel the paper and open and get closer to her. So I went and got it off my shelf, and here's the quote. We have lost the certainty that we will have a future. I believe that this loss, felt at some level of consciousness by everyone, regardless of political orientation, is the pivotal psychological reality of our time. The fear that there will not be a future. And you know what the name of the essay is that comes from? Despair Work. Despair Work. And that essay was written, or that she developed those workshops in response to global warming, nuclear proliferation, many other things, but those fears. And the essay is 1981. Despair Work. Where despair is the big frame of the loss of the assumption that the species will pull through. And what she says is that we must face our fear and our pain, not ignore it, and that the move into that fear and pain and grief and loss is freeing. That to stay this side of it, you stay numbed, but to move through it and imagine your way through it is the way to creative energy and living fully in the face of. I can see some of you shaking your head. She says that the cause of our apathy is not mere indifference. It stems from a fear of confronting the despair that lurks subliminally beneath the tenor of life as usual. A dread of what is happening to our future stays on the fringes of awareness, too deep to name and too fierce to face. Fearsome to face. She says, this fear must be acknowledged and worked through. It must be named and validated, this effort to work through it, as a healthy, normal human response to the situation we find ourselves in. And I was supposed to introduce that in 3 minutes. So for me, the inauguration, and for a lot of the people in that room, feels like it threatens much of what we've worked for in trying to work to address our fears. So we're experiencing pain. We're experiencing grief for what we care about, who we care about. It feels threatened. The Reverend Kevin Bates, he's a young Methodist minister in his 30s, and he was supposed to talk about joy. And he started out saying, it's hard to think about joy. And he asked friends, what they were joyful about on Friday. And many people said they guessed they could be joyful that the day was peaceful. But then he reminded us that for many people of color, for African Americans, Latinos, Muslims, the LGBTQ community, many women, Friday was anything but joyful, anything but peaceful. He said, this day to many people represents the violence done upon them. We also talked about what we've taken for granted, as part of our way of life. I think about the appointments to the departments of government, the people who are being appointed. It feels like those departments of care, really, and you can argue how they're working or not working right, but it feels like they are being taken apart. That's just my sense of it. So we grieve, we hurt, we are scared. Why? Because we care, and we care in a certain understanding. So when we say, keep on moving forward, we're talking about doing because we care. We're talking about doing, being from our heart rather than retreating, living from our heart rather than retreating from it. I wrapped up my remarks by reading the closing paragraph from the essay on despair work, and it speaks, the last section is called community. It's what you did this morning by showing up. It's what we did yesterday by participating in the march. It's what I did on Friday by showing up for the worship service. And she says, when we face the darkness of our time openly and together, we tap deep reserves of strength within us. Many of us fear that confrontation with despair will bring loneliness and isolation, but on the contrary, in the letting go of old defenses, truer community is found. In the synergy of sharing comes power. In community, we can find our power and learn to trust our inner responses to our world. We had a moment of silence, and then we turned to our neighbor and shared what our fears were. We asked the question, what are you scared of? But then not to make it just in the head or object, who are you scared for? And then what is it about that that makes you hurt? I was standing up there and the sun was now completely set right at that time. No bright light, just that merely the soft colors and then the clouds above the mountains looking west out over the basin of Asheville. Silence. And then we shared brief impressions of what we had heard. Some of our fears that came up were, I'm afraid for the warming of the earth. I'm afraid for our children. I'm afraid for immigrants. I'm afraid that the truth no longer matters. I'm afraid for our world. I'm afraid for our time. I'm afraid that the energy that we see together will fade. If you were to pair up and talk, and I could see in your face, I don't want to do that, but if you were to pair up and talk, then you shared your fears, what would they be? There was silence, music, and then there was a move to hope and action. We wrote down what we were going to do on sticky notes and then posted them on the whiteboard. After the closing circle, again, I started to leave because I had things to do. You know, I had stuff that needed to get done, but I stayed for the reception and refreshments and the community, and it was here in the line for food that a woman reminded me how clear it is or should be that what we're saying and doing is religious, not political. There are political manifestations, reasons you'd move in that direction. My part in the service, I had done my piece of saying, introducing our faith tradition as religion as a word of orientation, inclusive, interconnected universe, inspired ways of living in right relationship with all beings. And then I had this line, action on behalf of life transforms. That's a key line, our belief that action on behalf of life transforms. She said in the conversation that actually it wasn't important what congregation she was a part of, that she had really become a part of the Creation Care Alliance because that's where she could share her love and concern for creation, not as a Democrat, but as a person of faith, but as a person for whom it was a central idea, and she wasn't dealing with the politics. A person who found her meaning in her love. In my remarks, Scott asked me to tell my story, my own difficulty of handling despair and moving through it, from conservation biology to then coming into the ministry. And the direction into this was just that. I couldn't deal with all the loss and the vision of the future, and I didn't know how to move through it. But in moving through it, what was I able to do? If you ever meet my daughter, Hannah, she's 22 years old, and she's one thriving human being on this planet Earth, and she brings this life energy into the world in ways that really speak to me. But before I did that work, I was not going to have a child, flat out. I wasn't going to bring somebody into this world because I was living this side of my fears until I went and move through them. In the reception line, I met, it's a woman I know, but I didn't know this. She was pregnant with child, and it's somebody who's been wanting a child for a long time and has never found a partner. But she just went ahead on her own. She's gonna have a child. And she talked about hope and joy and the decision. Creation care, quite literally. Keep on living and loving. Keep on moving forward. Creation care. So I had all those experiences, and I didn't realize what they meant to me until I was in the Women's March on Saturday, and I was able to focus not so much on what wasn't being accomplished. What does a protest mean anyway? They've got all the money and all the power. We're just little people. What are we doing? Is anybody paying attention to this? Where is the press? Man, this is a big crowd. I'm squeezed in here. I can't even move. I came to march. Yada, 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 yada. But then I focused on what was being what? Lived and created in that moment, in the face of, through everything else. What was being brought into being, what was being cared for. We actually were experiencing community with art and beauty and song and diversity and smiles and children. They had a moment where they asked all the little girls to call out that they were there. And so you hear this higher voice going, yeah, we're here, you know? In the piece on Hope and Action the night before, Mallory McDuff, who's a professor at Warren Wilson, said we have to move from annotated to animated. So that's a thing to remember. Annotated, that's watching and reading and staying in our heads, to participating and being real and engaged. So think about that. She said everything, and she said, I'm in the media all the time and social media and everything, and she says it's all annotated. So move from annotated to being animated for our hope and action. And there it was. And I'll share, too, that, is Ann here? Ann Backer? Is it okay if I share your excitement? Okay, because it feeds back to me. Ann was there with her friend Pat, and they were excited because it was the first march they had ever participated in. So action, animated. There was joy right there in those interactions. If you're open to it and not discounting it by what it wasn't, and by that you had more important things to do and places to be. I started to go out to meet people and to be around, and I headed out and I surveyed the march and went all around. But I always kept coming back to Ann and Pat to check in, to see that they were doing okay. Because one of them had a walker and maneuvering through the crowds and all that bravery. And so I felt fully alive in that gift, in that time, in that little bit of engaging. Keep on moving forward. The whole thing makes me smile. Fear is that our energy will wane, the life force will be lost. The life force is never lost. It's not ours to lose. It's ours to not engage. It's ours to not bring forward. That's hope, that it's never lost. That's joy. That's God, if you can figure out ways to connect it and to connect it together. I wish we had a banner that was on the front here, and I can't get the words quite right, but it would be like, welcome to Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Hendersonville. It doesn't have to say that, but that's a good starting point. But welcome to UUFH, where the arc is still bending towards justice and life and love and community and beauty for everyone. You know, just something like that. So let's keep on moving forward. Let's keep on recognizing those small joys, those small hopes. Then what's the next line? Never turning back. Never turning back. Thank you for being here today. I'd just like to show you something that Michael Burrell called this week, and he handed this to me as I came into the service. He picked up a piece of the cherry that got cut down here, and he took it home, and he said, I want to make you a pin out of that cherry. And we've talked about planting a new tree as practice resurrection, but then there's also this little beauty that comes out of the tree. So he made me a pin that's turned out of the cherry tree. Beauty, joy, generosity, engagement, connection. We've all got it. Let's live it. Thank you.